So the papers went on and on, and it was time for lunch. And everybody was hungry and bored. So I said to the chairman, he called me to the platform. I said, how much time? Oh, he said, I don't know, let me make it 15 minutes. I said, okay. So I said to the group, now look, I know you're waiting for lunch, and this is not going to be another learned paper. It is going to be a few remarks off the cuff. We philosophers are very grateful to you psychiatrists for all your explorations into the emotional and unconscious bases of our opinions and our views of the world. And this has been extremely informative and interesting. Now, however, the shoe is on the other foot. And we'd like to inform you of the unconscious intellectual assumptions underlying your psychiatric methods. You are all, whether you know it or not, products of the world view of the 19th century. And your ideas of the functioning of the nervous system and of psychoanalytic process are based on Newtonian mechanics. Psychoanalysis is in effect psychohydraulics, because you talk about damming up things, you talk about repression, you talk about the flow of, free association, and you talk about unconscious mental mechanisms. So it is clear that you are still in a Newtonian psyche, and you haven't yet graduated to a quantum psyche. And so, because of this, you have a theory which amounts to high dogma that the unconscious is stupid. And you call it libido, which is a cuss word. Libidinous. It means blind lust. And Freud used that word in parallel with Ernst Haeckel, who was a contemporary biologist, who thought that the energy of the universe was blind energy, despite the fact we have eyes. So they all had a reductionist view that human life was a complication of a force that was basically stupid, ignorant, unconscious, and immoral. Well, they said, we can't be like the Christians and attempt to beat this force into submission because it's too powerful for us. But we've got a new wrinkle. What we're going to do is we're going to do it like we train a horse. Instead of whipping it, you give it lumps of sugar. And you, well, watch out, though. You see, Freud was scared stiff of the unconscious. He was a good bourgeois, Jewish, Viennese, well-behaved person. Once upon a time, Freud and Jung went together to New York. And Jung was delighted to walk down Fifth Avenue and see so many beautiful women. And he turned to Freud and said, my goodness, how many beautiful women there are here. Why don't we somehow arrange and make a date for tonight? And Freud drew himself up and said, you forget, Herr Doctor, I'm a married man. So Freud always thought that the unconscious was not really very nice. Now, he had a contemporary by the name of George Grodek. And George Grodek is very little known in this country. And Grodek gave Freud many of his basic ideas. He used slightly differently, where Freud called it the id, Grodek called it the it. But Grodek had tremendous faith in the unconscious. He trusted it completely. And he wrote a book